From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. At least 28 people were killed and hundreds wounded when a Taliban truck bomb tore through central Kabul Tuesday, triggering a fierce firefight. VOA's Ayaz Ghul has details.
A Taliban suicide bomber driving a minibus packed with hundreds of explosives, hundreds of kilograms of explosives, hit a main entrance of the building, which basically houses security personnel, mostly associated with the Afghan intelligence agency. And this massive explosion caused a lot of damage to the building, but it was so huge that it was heard across the Kabul city, according to witnesses.
Meanwhile, the country's interior ministry denounced the attack as a war crime and pledged to track down the perpetrators. A suicide bomb attack outside a government office in northwestern Pakistan Tuesday left at least one person dead and 17 injured, according to officials. The attack in Mardan, which is about 50 kilometers northeast of Peshawar, according to a local senior police official there, said it was a suicide attack, that the target was the Office of Excise and Taxation. No one claimed responsibility for that attack. Thousands of Indian garment workers, angry with the government over changes to their pensions fund, clash with police in Bengaluru on Tuesday as security forces fired tear gas to control the crowds. Police detained about 100 people after protesters blocked roads and some turned to violence. That's according to a local police commissioner. TV footage shows smoke pouring from burned out buses. This is VOA News.